That has something to do with the Norwegian and Swedish broadcasting corporations who in 1969 started televising matches live from England. I was about 11, 12 years old. This must have been in 1974, I think. I love the shirts. Stan Bowles, of course, with his long hair. I actually thought he was a guitar player in the midweek and played a football in the weekend. This is my team, and I mean, the name Queen's Park Rangers, it has a certain ring to it.
So how often do you get to Loftus Road over the years?
It started in 1982 with just one trip. I watched QPR at home at the Plastic Pitch, of course, against Liverpool. But after the kids grew up, I've been going quite regularly. So from 2009 and up till now, I've been traveling over about twice a year. And for the last 2-3 years, I try to make the trips last a bit longer. So I'm staying in England for at least 1 week so I can get both midweek matches and away matches as well, because I'm beginning to fancy the away matches even more than the home matches for some reason.
How long does it take you to get here?
Well, first of all, I had to drive by car from Hammerfest to the city of Alta, which is 160 kilometers. It's about a 2-hour drive. And then plane from Alta to Oslo, another 2 hours, and then to London, another 2 hours. So if everything is clicking in its way, it's taking me about 6 hours, but usually it's about a 12-hour trip one way.
35 years ago, the grass pitch was taken up. Fans were allowed to actually take some of the pitch, and I wondered if there was anyone out there who still has a bit. I can't find anyone, but you responded because the artificial pitch that was put down didn't last very long, but you still got some.
Yeah, I do. Intensely green piece glued to a special piece of paper which the club made with team photos, history, and actually statistics on the back with every result at the pitch from the home game against Luton, which we in fact lost our first game, until the last game against Sheffield Wednesday in April 88.
So how come you got some of this? Why did you decide or way back when that you wanted to buy this?
Well, I really can't remember, but I mean, the price, the club priced it at only £5. So with postage and package, it really wasn't a big amount to lay out. And I just wanted a piece of it because I'm a bit of a collector. I used to be, at least. And I thought I wanted to have this piece. I had actually forgotten all about it until I saw your piece on the Twitter.
It wasn't the most popular of pitches, if I remember rightly. But I know, obviously, in your neck of the woods, as I said, I've been to Tromsø, there's artificial pitches. Where you live, you can't have grass pitches. It's very difficult, isn't it?
It is. The local football team play on artificial pitches. But, I mean, the artificial pitches from the last decade is, of course, much better quality than this pitch was. And I do remember the first game I watched at Loftus Road against Liverpool, as I told you. The ball had a tremendous bounce and speed as well. So it didn't look normal to me. And I was thinking, I'm hoping that this is not the future. And finally, they took it out.
As far as Queen's Park Rangers, what's your thoughts been about this season?
I think this season I have not had the same enthusiasm for this season as I've been having for the last 10, 12 years. And I guess it has something to do with the club going up and down through the divisions, players overpaid, and generally having a feeling that the club actually lost some connections with the fans. I felt it, at least. But still, I've been over to watch the club, mainly just to meet fellow fans. I've been through the years. I've been getting to know quite a few English QPR fans, and it's always fun. It's a great thing to meet them again. I'm really starting to wonder if my connection to QPR mainly is because of them than the club, for the last season at least, because the games I've been watching, I've seen 5 games and I've seen 1 goal, 2 draws and 3 losses. But it really hasn't been meaning so much to me as it would have been doing for, say, 10 years ago.
And in the future, though you say the connection, maybe you've lost a little bit of that enthusiasm over the last season or so, and some of the changes. Will you still be back next season, do you think, Alan?
Oh, I'm absolutely sure about that. The thing is, I've just been taking over the editorial responsibilities for the Norwegian Club magazine, which we publish it four times a year. It's a paper magazine. So I do write-ups for the supporters club. Traveling over, collecting stories, writing about them is something that I have to do. Yes, I will go over.
There is actually quite a big fan base, isn't there, in Scandinavia for Queen's Park and other clubs as well?
Yeah, there is. We have, I'm not sure about the number of supporters club at the moment, but the QPR one are on, I think we're in ninth place with about 600 supporters, registered ones, that is. And it is a nice collection of fans from the 75, 76, and some others that came along in the early 90s. And we have a few younger supporters joining up for the last years, after we came into the Premier League, of course.